The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here, and we are not streaming right now, so if you're hearing us the normal way on your radio, that would be great. We're working on that issue, and hopefully we'll get that up and running before too long. We had issues last week with it. The engineer had to be called, and I don't know if that was fixed at all during the week or not, but right now we are not streaming. I'm having trouble with my internet here at home, so I don't know if this is a universal solar flare thing, something's been hacked. I have no idea. I'm not the technical expert here, but Aaron is. Aaron's over there on the other side of the bay in the studio. He's pushing all the buttons, and I hope that y'all are hearing me on the regular WCBM.com. Right, Aaron? All right, so we're taking phone calls today. We will be entering people that want to be entered in the contest to win some great fishing lures from High Tide Lures, Tim's Tackle Box, Tim Sherman's company. And you do that by calling in to 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll be right here, Aaron will be right here to take your call. He'll record your name and your phone number only, and then you go on the air with me. All you got to do is say hi. I want to go on the air or ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do, and we'll be good to go. So, interesting week. It's me and the puppy right now. That's why you don't hear Robin. And right now she's in my lap licking the microphone. So we might have some fun this morning with the puppy getting in the broadcast. Right, Joe? Right, Joe? Yeah. No biting. No biting. Be a good puppy. So that's how that works. We have asked Dan Cox, candidate for governor, to reschedule to come on the broadcast at the 6 a.m. hour. We were told he would, but we await his decision to show up or not show up. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, I know you've seen his name if you watched or heard any news or been on social media. The opposite team is coming after him hard, harder than any other candidate out there on the Republican side. And you will notice that those messages on your TV screen, who paint him as the reincarnation of Beelzebub, are funded by an organization called DGA, which is a Democrat Governors Association, whose main goal nationwide is to elect Democrat governors, which may happen in Maryland or may not. So they are scared of this guy because they bought a huge commercial block to tell everyone how bad he is. Yes, horrible. Horrible. You know, he vows to, there it is. Yes, 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 yes. There's the commercial as I'm watching it. So he's a bad guy, fighting to end abortion, protect the Second Amendment, no federal restrictions on guns, armed guards in every school. Yeah, too close to Trump. Too close to Trump, too conservative for Maryland. He's too conservative for Maryland. That's what the commercial said. I just watched it. So that you know, to me, tells me that the left is afraid of the guy. They know that their candidates, their field of candidates is not that strong. And it looks to me like since they're only attacking him in these ads and not the other Republicans running for office for governor, that they are afraid. That's all it says to me. Personally, if you've seen, ouch, if you've seen the commercials, just took a doggy paw in the face. If you've seen the commercials, you know what I'm talking about. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Big news on the concealed carry permit front this week. The governor suspended good and substantial reason after the Supreme Court ruling, and then the state police came out and said any restrictions that anyone who already has a concealed carry permit that are listed on the back have all been lifted or made moot. So that's how that works. So if you'd like to comment on the state of that, you're welcome to do so as well. So what we're going to talk about, let's see what happened there. All right. No streaming. Okay. What we're going to talk about with the candidate, if he decides to show up, is the importance of sportsmen, recreational anglers, and hunters in Maryland, and you know how he's going to respond to us. You know there are 445,000 sportsmen and women in Maryland, those who are fishing and hunting folks. Yes, that number is 445,000. That's a lot of us. And we spend $815 million per year, and recreational angling, fishing, and hunting, crabbing, supports 10,707 jobs in Maryland. These are the latest figures according to the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, who compiled them for National Shooting Sports Foundation and others. So, hunters alone. 266 million spent annually. 88,000 people in Maryland hunt. Of those, 19,000 are from out of state. Maryland hunters spend $50 million on trip-related expenditures, hotels, restaurants, and things like that. Hunters in Maryland spend $128 million on hunting equipment, and each hunter spends an average of $3,000 a year in Maryland. Hunter spending translates to $128 million in salaries and wages, and hunting in Maryland supports over 45,000 Maryland jobs. Hunters generate $32 million in state and local taxes with a $401 million ripple effect. So, hunters are good for a little less than half of that $815 million and a little less than half of those 10,700 jobs we spoke about. So what are your thoughts? If you are a recreational angler and hunter, what do you want, how do you want your governor to respond to you? What would you like him to be able to do when it comes to your passion in the outdoors? 410-922-6680. Is our phone number, and that's how you get in touch with us. So, what did I do this week? I worked on websites. I worked on sending raw data to Bob Lynch, who has rebuilt the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs website this week, last week and this week. We launched Maryland Loves Crabs, which is mdlovescrabs.com. You're certainly welcome to take a look at that. You can read the current issue online. It's not a very complicated website. It just tells you who our friends are, how to advertise with us, and you're able to read the entire magazine online on your mobile device if you like, or on your PC at home, or your Mac or your whatever. So, That's what I did this week. A lot of pictures got pulled from a lot of files, a lot of data that we had on the other sites got sent, resent again to Bob Lynch and his associates. And we spent a lot of time on that this week. Babysat a couple days. Not much on the recreation front. I was talking to Robin about that the other day. I've got to get into the deer woods and see what's going on there. And, you know, they planted corn in the field adjacent to the woods that I hunt, which is good. I talked to the landowner, which told us that the corn is, you know, almost head high right now, which, you know, that's going to hide a lot of deer activity, which, you know, that's fine. That's what they do. It's not deer season doesn't come in until September 10th. This year, the Friday after Labor Day is always the opening day, so I have an opportunity there for those of you who bow hunt to be able to potentially take a antlerless deer during the first early couple days of the season. So there you are. Yep, John B., we know, no streaming. There is no streaming. Pray for the streaming to come back. So, Aaron, I think we're going to take our first break right now, if you're okay with that. All right, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Rods and reels. You know, people are always looking at rods and reels. I'm always looking for the perfect one, the perfect rod, the perfect reel. Well, about close to perfect that Clyde's carries as far as fishing rods is concerned are the St. Croix rods. Now, they do carry the Fluger spinning reels, and rods, the Penn rods and reels, the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. And the Ugly Stick has some pretty interesting applications. I mean, there's some good applications for the Ugly Stick. I can think of flounder fishing, for one, would be a real good application. You want that tip to you want that tip to dip and not feel that, the flounder not feel the pressure of that rig, and the Ugly Stick is good for that. And, of course, premium monofilament line can be wound on your spools. Everything you need for fishing, live and frozen bait, fishing license, rod repairs, and lures and hooks and terminal tackle for everything, plus everything for crabbing. Everything. Recreational crab traps and nets and pots and the seasoning, the steamers, the gloves, the tongs, the nets, you name it, they've got it for crabbing as well. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Baltimore, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That's right. Our friends at Backyard Billy's, I will tell you, if it's backyard time at your house, you need to make that trip to Backyard Billy's. Summer's here. Crabs are coming down in price. We had some nice crabs last night. Robin and I shared a dozen crabs last night, which was really good. And Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They carry that poly and hardwood outdoor furniture. And, I mean, there are tables and chairs in every color. They have those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes to sit in. They're very comfortable. They have over 300 of those in stock. They've got ones with crabs on them and herons on them. They've got, you know, rockers and all that stuff, all weatherproof and good for outside. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets for the kids and tiki bars for the adults and storage sheds for everybody in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations, furniture for any lifestyle, theme, or budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. They're open today and tomorrow. If you'd like to stop by, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
CBM 680-410 922-6680. Fish and tackle away at the end of the month. We hope that some lucky listener out there will be able to grab a package of great fish and lump, mostly bass fishing lures right now. So we're happy to do that for our listeners. So any callers on the air there, Aaron? Nothing yet. What are we going to do here? What do we have to do to inspire a phone call? And I know we get more phone calls when we're streaming. And that hasn't been fixed yet, I'm guessing, correct? Fried out. That's not good. That's not good. Seems to happen more frequently these days. I'm not sure why. Did we have streaming at all this week? Yeah, of course. But here we are again. I hope you put a call into the engineer again today and see if he can do something. So, ow, coffee's still too hot to drink. So it is. Mm. Well, Aaron, how was your week? Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Now, you do a lot of dog walking and things like that, right? Yep. So any tips for the dog owners out there, how to keep their critters under control? This dog's been crazy all week. I'm not sure that she's remembered any of her training. There's 6 weeks of training, even though she has a nice little certificate over there on the wall. but, you know, if you work with her, if you get her calmed down, you can work with her and, you know, she'll sit and she'll stay and she'll lay down and she'll you know, she'll ignore something if you tell her to leave it, or she'll do a lot of stuff that she's supposed to do, but then other times it's just you can't get her to do anything. So any tips, Aaron, for anybody out there do you have any rowdy dogs that you walk, or are they all pretty calm? Sure. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good tip. That really is. The last couple training courses, Robin and I were the only ones in the course. Everybody dropped out for some reason. And, you know, these are not inexpensive courses. You know, these are things that... Yeah, we know, Gene, that we are not streaming. We've just talked about that. Sorry, buddy. We're getting messenger messages. We're getting... All right, that sounds good. So, second Saturday in a row, neither the app on my iPhone or Listen Live features on the WCBM website is working. I'll be able to catch up soon via podcast. That's a good... Yep. Yep, we know it, Gene. Thanks for see who's on the line. Anybody there? I'm responding to our Facebook Messenger. All right. Well, I don't have much to say here between, you know, while we're waiting for the call to be screened, but I guess I should. We asked some folks to supply some questions, and we got some really, really good ones. And I'm not going to ask them to you folks. I'm going to ask them to the candidate should he decide to call. So let's see what happens. And that looks like we might have a name. Nope, not yet. Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How are you?
Hey, top of the morning, Alan. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, just had to drop the Queen off at the airport, so on my way back, and looked like you were jonesing for callers, so I figured I'd jump in here and chat with you for a bit.
Jonesing for callers. Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. It's a little quiet this time of the morning in the summertime, you know?
Yeah, well, it's... You know, I'm one of those people, too, that relies on streaming or the app in order to listen when I'm home.
Yep.
Because I'm down here in Baltimore, I can get you loud and clear, so.
Got it. Yep. Well, we should be coming in, you know, on the radio just fine. But the streaming thing, it's really bothersome to me because that's the way a lot of people listen to the station and a lot of people listen to the show. I'm getting... Facebook messages and emails. I got two emails already and a Facebook message. So, you know, I don't know what to say, folks. I really don't. I don't control the equipment, you know. I do know that my internet has been horrible this week. A lot of unable to print stuff and connecting to different sites and so forth. And, you know, we just went through a period where we had a massive solar flare, which potentially could have damaged, you know, some of the infrastructure, some of the whatever happens to the internet, you know, I don't know. But that was the potential that I heard. And I also heard that, you know, we have some hacking going on in our military and our government.
I still work for the government after being a soldier for the first half of my life. And,
right.
Yeah, the amount of attacks our computer folks tell us about, especially on the weekend, is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So there's probably a bit of that. I can remember as a young troop, I was a communicator, and one of the things we were graded on is our ability to get contacts back at back to Fort Bragg. And sunspots was always our favorite excuse. I'm not necessarily sure it was the reason, but it was always a good
excuse. That's a good one, you know. That's a good one. Yeah.
I think later this morning I'm going to grab my rain gear and take Jax out. He's my yellow lab, and this will be our first year chasing waterfowl.
Right.
We got a Outer Banks trip set up for the fall. We always go down to Ocracoke in the fall, and look for the big bluefish, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream trip. I'd like to take that. I know that you do them in the surf, right? You surf fish for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I can, I get all the way down to the point, and it's a confluence of where the inlet and the surf come together, and that's just perfect structure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some years we catch some, and some years we just play them. I pick a week that has nothing to do when the fish are biting. It's when I'm available. So we just kind of enjoy it as best we can.
Well, fall, if I recall, fall is the best time of year, late September, early October, if I remember right.
Yeah, and I've had some good trips there. Back when my son was younger, in the summertime, we would go there. And Pompano, because of the proximity to the Gulf Stream, and then there's always Puppy Drum, so... That was kind of like the summer bite, along with mullet, just to keep you busy. For big fish, the bull reds and the larger Spanish mackerel and the big bluefish in the migration. The fall is the best time for sure.
Sure, I haven't heard anything about Spanish mackerel right now in the bay. I'm assuming it's about ready to start. I am hearing about some cobia. Yeah, give me a minute. I'll think about it. Fred Reinthaler caught a big one down off the target ships last week, 60-some pounds, I believe. So,
yeah, that's a bucket list item for me for sure.
Yeah, you and I both. You and I both. Yeah, I'd like to do the combination trip down there to the Bay Bridge Tunnel with spade fish and Kobe all at the same time, which just sounds like a lot of fun to me.
So, yeah, we did some sight casting a couple years ago. I mean, we were seeing them. They just weren't buying what we were selling.
Sure. I got it. Yes, sir. Well, it sounds good. And, keep in mind, bow season's only 2 months away. I don't know if you're a bow hunter or not, Arnold, but,
No, it's something I probably ought to add. I work at a rather large federal installation on the Chesapeake Bay that has an incredible deer population. But, the lure of waterfowl always overpowers the desire to go chase Bambi.
I got it. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So. All right. Hey, listen, like I said, I wanted to just jump in and say howdy, dip my toe into the contest.
Yeah, appreciate it.
See if I can motivate some other folks to give you a holler.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Arnold. You have a great day.
All right, Alan. Take care.
All right, bud. Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we'll start the second break. Why don't you go ahead there, Aaron, and then I'll jump in. In the middle. How's that sound?
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Oh, that's me. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. is where the locals here in Easton and surrounding area get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawn mowers and even wheelbarrows. And tire repair and full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and fixing your car's air conditioning service, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. So stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Just walk in. Hey, I need some tires. Hey, okay, pull into the bay over there. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Right.
So, wheels rolling.
I got a text from a young lady who's been involved in Maryland politics for a long, long time, and as it you know, relates to anglers and hunters. And she had a question about Andy Harris, Representative Andy Harris, about sponsoring a bill that would repeal the Pittman-Robertson funding of firearms and ammunition, archery tackle, and so forth. And we did a little research and actually reached out to Bill Miles on that, who is the advocate for hunters of Maryland. And here's what's happened. Representative Don Beyer, a Democrat from Virginia, has put forth a bill that would impose a 1,000% excise tax on the purchase of anything deemed to be an assault weapon. Another bill that was just submitted by Representative Clyde, a Republican from Georgia, was put in to Congress to possibly counteract Beyer's bill. Looking at the webpage of Representative Clyde of Georgia, it appears he's trying to head off an assault weapons excise tax proposed by Don Beyer of Virginia. Clyde wants to repeal all the taxes related to firearms and archery equipment, some of which were put in place via the Pittman-Robertson Act. Bill says he thinks his heart is in the right place, but the proposed bill would be ill-advised. But he wants to just do something that would resist taxes other than those not specified by the Pittman-Robertson Act. So, if you're not familiar with the Pittman-Robertson Act, Pittman-Robertson, it imposes taxes on firearms, ammunition, archery equipment. And I've explained this before. This is how conservation is funded in this country. The manufacturers impose an 11% excise tax. When you buy a gun, there's an 11% tax collected by the manufacturer and submitted to the IRS. Okay? Ammunition, same thing. Some archery tackle, the same thing. All right? And it goes to the IRS on a quarterly basis from every manufacturer, every gun manufacturer, every ammunition manufacturer. You can imagine how much money that is. And then it goes back out through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to the states in a form of matching funds. It's called the American model of conservation funding. And what these monies are used for is fund the preservation of and creation of places where people can go and enjoy the outdoors, wildlife management areas in Maryland, for example, some public hunting grounds and that type of thing. On the other side, the Wallop-Bro Act is now called the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. Same situation, 11% excise tax on fishing tackle gets collected by the IRS, gets sent back to the states on a matching basis based on a variety of factors, including the number of fishing license sales and so forth. Anyway, I think our last distribution to our Wildlife and Heritage Service through the Wildlife Restoration Fund or Pittman-Robertson Funds was about $6 million. You can do a lot of good stuff with $6 million. And it's money that's already been taken care of, at the manufacturer side, and we willingly pay it. We willingly pay it because we know what that money goes for. So Representative Clyde was a little bit, maybe he's not familiar with that, but to do that and end those taxes, Pittman-Robertson, Wallop-Bro, would be detrimental. And Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, he's a co-sponsor of Clyde's bill. And we hope that somebody gets to him and says, hey, take a look at what you're doing. So, anyway, that's a little update on that. You may have heard about that 1,000% ban on assault weapons and so forth. So, and I know. What do we think, Aaron? Are we back on yet? Are we back on the streaming yet?
As far as I can see, yes, we are, but fingers crossed. I'm waiting for somebody to call in and tell us no or yes.
Well, I got it. Well, we'll invite any of our listeners out there to say no or yes if they, I know John B. checked in. I know Donna up there in Garrett County, Deep Creek Lake, she can't hear the show. You know, this is disappointing, folks. It really is. So, pardon me. I'll reach out to Donna during the break and let her know what's going on. So, can no longer hear your program on the radio. Has something changed? Always look forward to Saturday morning. Hope you can give me some answer. Started about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Then later in the morning, the channel comes back on. So, yeah, we know. I'm sorry to everybody who's having a difficult time. I mean, technology is a wonderful thing when it works. Right, Aaron?
Yes, it is. And speaking of those calls, we got two coming in right now.
Okay, good. We've got some callers coming in. How about that? How about that? Well, while he's screening those calls, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It's not a beautiful fireplace that we never use. Now we use it all the time. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room? Well, now that's changed. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, fixed that when we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And I'm telling you, you should act now in the heart of the summer before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's as well in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. There we go. All right. Let's see. Yay. Robin says she can hear you now. Brian says it's up. It's all good. Who's our caller on the line there, Aaron?
All know that we were back on the air.
Back on streaming. And our Facebook messenger, Gene, says it works now. So we're going to send him a thumbs up. And hopefully Donna out there in Deep Creek will be able to listen now. And hopefully John B. will be able to hear us. And all those folks who let us know, Joe Evans, second week in a row. I know, Joe, but let's hope it's back up now and you can send me another email. And Donna, you too. So we were aware. We were working on it. So I'm glad to hear that it's now working and we're streaming everywhere again. Around the world, ladies and gentlemen, streaming around the world. When technology works, it works. When it doesn't, everybody complains. Aaron, why don't you go ahead and complete the last break? I just did the live spot for Backyard Billy's while you were screening the calls, and we'll go from there, okay? All right, buddy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack. But I really
All right. Well, I tried to get the dog out while we were listening to the bumper music, but that didn't work. So we'll see what happens. My headphones wouldn't stretch quite far enough to get to the door. Close, but no cigar. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Hello,
Good
Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Good. Good. Good to all. And Robin, good morning.
Yep, Robin ain't here yet.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just tuning in a little bit late.
Yep.
Hey, Alan, first off, I'd like to grant my appreciation for all the fishing and hunting politics and your always on top of any issues that a lot of people don't get that information that you put out that is very important to voice. And let the people know what is going on within the what I call hunting and fishing politics. That's a key element that a lot of us don't get, me included. I'm not an internet person that looks up who's doing what for the state of Maryland, but you're on it. That's very important that you put that out there.
Well, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so much. We do our best, and we miss some, you know, from time to time. And, you know, we may not always know, you know, the exact location the fish are biting this week, but, you know, I've always contended that fish swim, and I can tell you they're biting somewhere. I can tell you they're biting somewhere, and they're biting somewhere else the next day, you know. That's my explanation. It's a two-word explanation, fish swim. You know, and there is a lot of politics you know, going on that affects us as recreational anglers and hunters. And, you know, there just saw one come out the other day where the anglers in Virginia appealed to the governor to close down the menhaden fishery. Menhaden is probably the most important fish in the Chesapeake Bay, not striped bass, a menhaden. And then, you know, that gets shared by watermen who are critical of whatever the recreational angler says. You know, oh, well, you ought to have seen the peanut bunker. You ought to have seen the peanut bunker in such a creek, and maybe that's why the dolphin have moved in there, and you know, and then of course, you know, there's no crabs because of rockfish, puppy drum, blue catfish, you know, all that stuff. So I mean, so it's there's three different groups here that are vying for the assets of the Chesapeake Bay: the recreational angler with his, you know, one fish, and then you've got the commercial angler that, you know, that is catching whatever his quota is of rockfish and crabs and so forth. And then you've got the charter boat captain, who is he recreational or is he commercial? I mean, he's a kind of a combination of both. He takes people recreational fishing for money. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot to balance, that's for sure.
It is. I'm on the fun front, we're have quite a strong fight. I've never seen this in the Patapsco River. My son and I were out yesterday afternoon. We had about a four-hour-long fight on rockfish, all on topwater lures, fishing in the proximity of the Dundalk Marine Terminal. But I've never seen it. I've seen good bites in the fall, but there's a strong slug of rockfish right now in the Patapsco River. And robin's fish, the white perch, are filthy in there. But it's a great bite. That's on the fishing front. One interesting thing, my daughter's boyfriend showed me video of the dolphins in Bodkin Creek. Hundreds and hundreds of dolphins, you know, porpoising, you know, not jumping out of the water, but they're coming out and to see the dolphins in Bodkin Creek. Very interesting.
Right. Got it. Well, you say the white perch bite is on, but you can't find a white perch to buy to eat because everybody's focused on everything else, primarily rockfish.
Oh, yeah. Well, the crabbers are, I'm seeing them out of Turner Station, and they're going pretty well in the Patapsco, too. So,
right. Got it.
Do you all know the restrictions they put on the commercial crab where it's they can only harvest 8 bushels per day for 300 pot license?
8 bushels per day for 300 pot license. Wow.
Correct.
That's kind of limiting. That's kind of limiting, isn't it? If you have a good run, if you have a good day, you got to quit after 8 bushels. You know, they haven't been catching that kind of numbers for most of the spring. I do know that. So.
Yeah, that's one of the restrictions they put on. And I think, Alan, I'm not 100%, but I think the closure for this year is the end of October.
Right.
So that is some of the restrictions going on. I know I talked to a lot of the local crab houses, and they're bringing crabs in from out of state.
Oh, yeah.
To take care.
No question.
Yeah. Well, so when you hear local, when you see local crabs, that's not necessarily the what's going on.
Well, they mix them in. I mean, I can't remember what the percentage is. That, you know, the state allows you to import and still maintain your true blue certification from the state, you know, the blue crab, you know, buy local thing. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
I know very few crab houses that do not buy crabs from out of state. And you imagine once the closure goes in here in Maryland and you're still getting crabs and steam, where are they coming from? People don't know seasons. They don't know that. You know, if you're buying crabs, if you're trying to get steam crabs in February, March, you know, when people start talking about crabs, even though the prices are high, they're coming from Louisiana and Texas and elsewhere. You know.
Well, they get them from Ecuador too.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yep. Hey Lee, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. We're out of time.
Yeah, man, I get it.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one, Al.
All right. Hey, folks, stand by for Dan Cox. We just heard from the campaign. He's coming. So if you have to leave us, get out, stay safe. But we hope you listen.
What, did you come back to say something? Here, say something real quick.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day with your family.
Thank you.